Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, September 20th. I'm Brett Neese. State lawmakers have reached a deal on the budget after removing the controversial expansion of gambling from the plan. The House and Senate plan to vote on the $30 billion budget Thursday and Friday. Medicaid expansion remains a key part of the budget deal. Meanwhile, Wake County Public Schools unveiled its student reassignment plan for 2024-2025. It aims to address issues including overcrowding in schools and problems with bus routes. It would shuffle students in and out of 21 schools. Some of the kids that have been on traditional calendars could end up at year-round schools and vice versa. School leaders say affected families can apply to keep their kids in their current schools. The school system is collecting feedback before a final vote in November. Raleigh City Council has selected developer Omni Hotels and Resorts for a luxury hotel that's coming to downtown. The 550-room hotel will feature a rooftop pool, spa, and meeting space. It will be built between the Convention Center and Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. The Raleigh Convention Center says it lost 64 events over 3 years because there weren't enough dedicated hotel rooms nearby. Finally, if your child plays Fortnite, you could be owed part of a government settlement. Players can now apply for a portion of $245 million that Cary-based Epic Games agreed to pay to settle a complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC said Fortnite duped players into making unwanted purchases and made it easy for children to buy items without parental consent.